agree that there's purpose in the world, obviously, right? Or in living things anyways.
No, there are functions, but purpose is loaded with teleological claims that I don't accept.
Well, what does teleological mean?
It means that teleology is like the idea that things are created for a purpose or a goal. So the reason God created, I've heard people say that the reason plants are green is because green is the color that is least harsh to our retinas. So God bathed the earth in green to make it more pleasant for our eyes or something like that.
But so you, what would you consider like somebody like you would agree though that you, I don't know, sorry, I'm a little confused. You don't think that there's purpose in the world for like even a tree?
Trees do things, but again, purpose is loaded because it implies that there was something behind it, creating it for a future like function or
purpose. And that's what, exactly. And that's kind of what I see though when I see these things. I see like, you know, especially only living things that they do have some sort of, I guess, yeah, the word would be purpose or like function that they play in.
Yep. But that's because we live, I don't want to say this. This is because we live in a time where things have already happened. It's like, for example, trees. There are trees and there are termites. And termites, not all of them, but they eat wood. Except trees were around on this planet for many millions of years before there were termites. So the idea that the trees were put there for the termites makes less sense than trees were around forever and they had no purpose when it comes to like being, I don't know, digested or whatever. The wood of the trees, at least. But then eventually termites evolved to be able to do that.
But can't things serve multiple purposes, though? So it's like, even though like the tree might have had a purpose before, that now it's the termites, and later it's shade for some person who's walking in a hot day. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, there.
Sure. So like a different example would be photosynthesis creates oxygen, but the first organisms on our planet, oxygen was actually toxic to them. So that oxygen had absolutely no purpose. Now, it was like it combined with iron to form iron oxide, which sank into the ocean floors. And today, most of the iron we mine in order to create buildings and things like that is from what are called banded iron formations. So that was the whole point of it billions of years ago. No, we're just looking at things after the fact and saying that's why it happened.
Can you show me an example then of like something that is living today? Because even in a theory of evolution, it doesn't mean that like when we're saying that purpose can change, do you have an example of anything that's living that doesn't serve a purpose, even in modern 2024?
So again, I reject the idea that or the concept that it's purposeful. Things have functions and they have relationships, but That doesn't imply that it was created on purpose, that there was some sort of intelligent design or intervention or plan going on.
All right. So you just totally write off purpose all in general then.
Basically, I mean, like I'm agreeing with what you're saying, but I'm saying it doesn't mean what you think it means. The sunfish. Yeah. The sunfish is the most pointless creature in the world. Man, people hate sunfish.
No, but like, even like on like stuff like that, which is funny, obviously, like, you know what I mean? We can think of like a platypus or whatever, you know, they still like, in a way could be a purpose of like food for another animal. There's many, I know you understand what I'm saying. I'm just having a hard time trying to wrap my mind around like the concept that though I observe through observation, purpose all around me, and that we're just changing that word and narrative to something like function rather than purpose in itself. Because I believe what I was like, because I'm sure you see the end goal of where I'm going with in my like thought experiment, is that obviously if there is something that is a purpose, there must be something that gives purpose in general. And then the argument would, I'm assuming you would hold, would be that it would be subjective, correct?
Well, my main problem with your argument is your argument kind of begs the question. You say the things are like designed or created for purpose. That means that there must be a creator or something that had a purpose in mind. So you're sort of, I don't know if it's exactly question begging, but it seems kind of circular that you're just claiming it's created this way. Therefore, something that created it that way or would create things for purposes or whatever
what I'm saying is there.
We're just, it's kind of, it's like a post hoc rationalization and anyways, go on.
It's not really what I'm saying. I'm saying it's either that like we would go conclude then that it would be subjective or objective.
Well, no, now I have no idea what you mean.
So I'm meaning like this. It's like, so like, you know, like, am I giving meaning towards these things? I think, is that what you, maybe I'm not understanding what you're saying. Sorry, man, because I'm trying to like work out my thoughts too. So let's say do I give things purpose or do they generally naturally have purpose? And if they generally naturally have purpose, then wouldn't we conclude that something has to give that purpose just as I'm projecting or subjecting purpose onto things?
Well, this will go back to the original thing. I don't disagree that like you can use the term purpose, but I would just say function, because purpose presupposes that there's something designating a purpose towards something with that can see the future. And then that's how we end up with what we have today. And then, oh, well, God would be like that or whatever, or aliens or whatever it is. So therefore, because things are designed for a purpose, a purposeful designer purposely did it.
Yeah, that would be like, I would think the logical deduction of the argument, that rather than just saying it was like accidental or, you know, or even concluding, I don't know.
I don't think it's accidental either, but.
No, but or even concluding, I don't know. I think like it would be like more logically correct or closer to truth to say that that was what you would conclude rather than even saying something like, I don't know.
So it's more logical to say to read into nature purposes and then assign an agent that granted those purposes than to just say we don't know. I don't agree with that at all. But my main disagreement, again, is that this we're using loaded language here.
Fair enough. All right, man. Yeah, that was all I had. And oh, actually, I have one more question though, because I was listening in for a bit. Actually, you said that Dr. Blitz, that's his name, correct?
Yeah.
Made a video saying that the universe is infinite.
Yeah.
But yet, it had a beginning.
No, but it has a shape.
Okay, so
we don't know what the shape is, and I didn't watch the video, so I can't really tell you anything else.
So I guess I don't need to ask you any more questions because if you don't know either, because I was a little confused when you were talking to that person about that. It was hard to follow that. You're saying it's flat, like the universe is flat.
Yeah, flat means that it doesn't. So that's a comment on its like topology or I think it's topology. So if the Earth had either positive or negative curvature, it would curve back around on itself. So like Earth has negative curvature, I think, negative curvature. So what that means is you can have, like if you travel in a straight line, eventually you come back to where you were. The universe appears to have negative curvature, which means a line that is infinity long never touches itself.
Yeah, okay.
Pause. All right,
I understand. That makes sense then of what you're saying. No, I get it. All right, thanks, man.
You're welcome.